Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Lockdown Podcast.
We still
the Love Lockdown.
Can you let us out?
The Love Lockdown. What's going on, boys? I'm here with Joe.
Not much.
Gaz, Jay, I'm Adam McCullough. This is the Full Time Devils Podcast number 51.
That's the one. What did you do for your 50th?
51. Full Time.
Stayed in because we might get Corona.
Gaz has got the Rona.
Yeah, he looks like it.
The over 50s are in trouble.
I'm not even 50 yet.
Everything Jay's took, he's 50.
We were just discussing.
He he's 50.
We're discussing before.
Yeah, that, to be fair, I always say that to my mum. I always say you'll be coming at my funeral.
We're saying what the biggest news stories that have happened in your lifetime. Me and Joe reckon for us it's 9/11 and coronavirus.
Bloody
for Jay's
hell,
probably the moon landing.
It was 11 years before I was born, dickhead. The moon landing. So
the moon landing. You were defo born for the moon landing.
I'm a child of the 80s. I'm a child of the 80s, mate. Do you know what I mean? So let's get it right.
I was big in the 80s.
Who shot JR?
Shit.
Was that on Dallas? Was that Dallas?
Yeah. Fergie arriving at Old Trafford. There's a big one.
There's
for
a
you.
Big story.
In the 80s,
yeah,
eh?
'99, that's a big news.
Sure, there was a war around it.
Falklands War in the 80s. Yeah, well remembered.
I think, though, David Moyes getting the United job was a bigger story in of itself at the time than Fergie getting the United job. Because obviously, like, people
Fergie
were talking about it.
Fergie retiring was a bigger story.
Yeah.
I don't know about necessarily David Moyes element of it.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that was the
what
thing.
What a time, mate.
You just thought he'll never retire.
No, it was a big story when he retired. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Is this what we've resorted to, lads?
Yeah.
Chatting about Fergie retiring.
To be fair, we've been doing that all season, haven't we?
Nostalgia.
Fergie didn't retire.
Do you remember when our biggest problem in life was Andreas Pereira?
No.
He was all right. He was always just trickling by when he Pereira.
So, I loved to
tell you about something.
I feel a bit sorry for Pereira. I think he's all right as a person and like. I don't know.
Saw him the other day in Tesco stockpiling.
Really?
True story. Saw Lindelof and Pereira both stockpiling in Tesco. About midnight.
Oh, did you post a picture of Lindelof?
Yeah, I posted a picture of Lindelof. Yeah. Didn't get a picture with Pereira.
What did they have?
Yeah, fucking. They had like three.
You actually asked Lindelof.
So hold on.
Yeah, genuinely.
Mate, that's hard.
People are out here stockpiling, yet taking pictures with you.
Oh, I forget to distance, to be fair. I gave him an elbow. Anyway,
picture.
Right, so he had this fucking. His free lots of toilet roll, and as we were walking out Tesco, I was outside pissed as a fart as well. I was just stood outside with someone.
You're always drunk in these stories, guys.
I know, recently, you lately.
No, this last year.
Big problem. He's always leathered.
I've seen these signs made in myself. It goes down this road.
Leathered.
You know it.
Covered in tattoo. I love him. Where you can next time see me. We had a motorbike. What was I saying? Right, walking out Tesco, and the fucking his load of bog roll fell out of his trolley, and it fell onto the floor. And then I thought I'd be a funny twat, and I was just like, "There, you would have caught it." They just didn't fucking laugh.
Can we edit that bit out?
They didn't laugh.
Yeah. We'll keep the bit in about him drinking. Yeah,
running around, just embarrassing us.
They didn't laugh.
Did they not?
No.
Did you laugh?
No.
The thing is,
neither did the person I was with.
The thing is, Andreas Pereira.
Go on.
Like, will know who you are.
Yeah, he watches.
Like, he follows full-time Devils. He'll, like, when I met the old Goldilocks the first time, he was like, people recognise us. So, he's recognised you and he's thought,
nah.
This prick off the radio,
nah,
following me around Tesco, making shit jokes.
Pissed.
Nah.
Yeah. On a Monday morning.
I think it was a Tuesday morning.
You
should drop him a DM and just apologise on behalf of the channel.
Right, let me get this clear, right? These two lads walked past me and Lindelof had his hood up and Pereira had the whole fucking face covered, half his face. I only recognised it was Pereira after I'd had Lindelof picture because I saw his eyebrows and they're pretty distinctive. Yeah, he's got pretty distinctive eyebrows, hasn't he? So I was like, is it? Maybe it's his brother. Nah, I'm not going to bother asking.
So you don't know if it was Pereira?
No, it was Pereira because later on he had his thing down. I saw him.
Okay. By the way, can I just say those masks do nothing for anybody?
Do they not?
No, probably not.
Are they not protecting other people? Is that not why?
It's not going to stop the Rona.
All right, it doesn't. It's just,
you're still going to breathe it in through them. You can still breathe through those masks.
Why do loads of people wear the masks then?
Just jumped on the bandwagon?
Yeah.
Now all these cunts are wearing them. NHS staff can't even wear them.
Really? Really?
I've got a story.
Go on. Nick's got a story.
Nick's got a story. Because the mic can't hear you.
Nick, go on. We'll repeat it. Go on.
Walking downtown.
Someone's wearing one of these face masks.
They need to cough, right? So instead of coughing in their face mask, they put it down in their hand.
Instead of coughing in the face mask, they put it down.
We all know what you've got to do when you cough.
Dab. Why do people lose the shit over that?
It was for kids.
That's what I mean. People going, look at him.
And it's actually also, it's actually good advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
I'm not going to lie about
that.
I followed it. I did. I was in a supermarket. And I remembered that. And I went, I'm not even knocking
and
it.
And it had the World Health Organization, UNICEF.
Some people just thought, mate, they just love to have a go with him no matter what.
I need to get my facts right before I do this. Was it Sam Lockhurst who tweeted the video of Pogba recently? Yeah, it was. Right, so this fucking mad story and an early contender for Wally of the Week.
You in the pub again?
What Samuel Lockhurst tweeted the other day?
Samuel Lockhurst. For that glorified
I'm blocked by him.
Anyway.
So full-time levels. Why are we mentioning his stories on here?
No, because...
Are we taking a piss out of
him? Yeah, totally. I think it's a toss of what he's put here. I think this is a toss of him today.
Why liking me?
You keep your contacts open, Joe.
Balance, Jake. Do you like him? Nick loves him.
Joe doesn't burn any bridges.
Nick filled him in
no fucking
once.
Spine.
Yeah, Nick swatted him outside the ground.
Right, so
Pogba, what are you looking at?
So Paul Pogba put a video on Instagram. We all saw it. Him and Lindelof training. Lindelof was training. One of his old shirts with his mate's name on the back who's got Corona. Paul Pogba was wearing a Juventus shirt with Matuidi on the back.
Matuidi
on the back. Because it was a tribute to Matuidi, who has obviously got coronavirus. Paul Pogba even put in the caption of his Instagram video, for anyone who's being cheeky and wants to mention the shirt, I'm wearing it as a tribute to my friend. Samuel Lockhurst literally just took the video and just captioned it with Paul Pogba and Victor Lindelof training together on Instagram and has purposely used the footage of Pogba where you can just see him in the Juventus shirt. Just to stir shit at a time like this, you knobhead.
But listen, so did an In The Know that I'm not going to make. Like, this guy got exposed on Twitter about 6-7 years ago as an In The Know fake one. And now he's floated back on Twitter as like some sort of journalist and everyone believes him. I don't want to say
his initials. What's his first initial? T.
Yeah. Bell end. Anyway.
If he does that, he's out here doing it as well.
Right.
And it's like, bruv, what are you talking about? And Lindelof's next to him in a fucking Sampdoria shirt, you dickhead. And then people are saying, oh, but Matuidi is French. Why don't he wear a French shirt? Ekdal Swedish. Why don't Lindelof wear a Swedish shirt?
Because he's obviously gone his loft. He's looked for his shirts and he's found a fucking Matuidi Juventus shirt.
Do you know when you turn on the news?
We played him last year, so it's probably his shirt.
You turn on the news and you see like 107 people are dead. Schools are on lockdown. The army might be getting sent in. We can't go in pubs. And you're losing your shit because Paul Pogba's running up and down in a Juve shirt. It's time to fucking reevaluate.
Yeah, right,
but then if Paul Pogba wasn't...
I just don't care. Wasn't training,
then there'd be something about how he's not training.
He's not even training. Look at him, lazy bastard. training Juve top. Shoot him. Take him outside and shoot him now. He's a disgrace.
We had Rojo in a fucking PSG shirt last year.
I don't give a shit. I'm really struggling to care about this.
I wore a Germany shirt.
Well, you're a fan, probably. Have you forgotten about two World Wars?
That war has been there about 7 days.
No, it's not.
Probably
it's
four people put Rona
mine,
in there.
It's mine.
And you're drinking
it. I know how quick that water got bubbles, though, didn't it? And it's not even sparkling.
It's because it's tap water from around here.
Yeah, the tap water's nice from around here.
It's better in the Midlands. We got the best.
Have you fork.
10 out of 10 water H2O.
Yes, we have. We can see the Peak District,
mate. Yes, we have. What? You're talking absolute rubbish.
Sorry, Manchester has the best Birmingham for a lot of stuff, but not water.
No, 100% it does. Water, any day.
Water, mate, Manchester. People fly over from all over the world to drink out of that water.
Buxton.
They fly over from fucking United and City.
You can see Buxton from there. Delicious water. Water.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It comes straight from bottled water,
you twat.
Yeah,
I'm on about how you
still drink the tap water. Tap water is the best in Manchester.
Yeah. No,
in Wolverhampton, it tasted like shit.
Wolverhampton's not Birmingham.
I bet it's hard water as
you
well.
You said the Midlands.
Wolverhampton is something different. All right,
mate. The tap water's
brown
there.
World there, yeah. World there.
What?
You have to do finger counts there.
Right. Anyway, where's Evian from?
Wolverhampton.
Not Birmingham, is it?
Heaven.
Where's Smart Water from?
Smarter Water. Like,
this is what it's come to when there's no fucking football.
Listen, what I want to know is...
We're arguing about water.
Right, Aaron Wan-Bissaka is the player of the year, correct?
Yes, correct. Totally
bold.
Correct.
Great question.
It's not bold, it's facts. You're bold.
Had. Cheeky cunt. Do you know what, it's true though, and I can't really argue, Callum, what am I going to do, say no I'm not?
You cheeky cunt telling me the truth.
Yeah. Had Marcus not got injured, I'd be arguing with you, but because he did, I'm not.
I touched the mic.
So... I'd probably go with you. Yeah. I'm surprised you've not gone for your boy, though, actually. Because I think he's going to be shouting, yeah.
Two months out, though, innit?
Yeah.
He'd be in the top five.
Maguire, Solly. Second.
It would be. No, that's second to who?
It'd be Wan-Bissaka.
Martial Rashford joint ish.
Oh, Rashford.
Maguire.
That's why I said if Marcus hadn't got injured, he'd be mine, but he got injured. Yeah. So
I think Maguire's season has been better than Martial's season.
No, yeah, I think so.
No, what about Fred, though?
No, it hasn't.
Genuinely, Fred's in the top five.
But it hasn't been.
It has.
There was a big period of time where our defence was a shambles and he was a big part of that. That's not a criticism of like him as a whole player, by the way, and him being here. I'm happy he's here, and I think he's grown into the captaincy, and it's probably helped him feel like he deserves to be here a little bit more. But there's no denying, when he first arrived, there was a lot of people thinking, I even remember people saying, the Turkish lad at Leicester, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not saying he was awful, but for me, he wouldn't be top three. I'd say Wan-Bissaka, Rashford, Fred, top three. Martial just outside that.
I'd have to argue Odion, Bruno, and then the game against City
at Old Trafford, the first leg in the League Cup, was probably the worst centre-forwards performance I've seen in fucking years from Martial, from any player at United. It was fucking awful.
It was easy to pick out the bad games.
One of the City games, Marcus was up front for the away one. I'm sure it was. The away one, he scored both of them. I don't know what I'm on about. Maybe it was Chelsea.
Do you mean the home?
No,
his agenda's so big.
I genuinely just forgot football.
I might be wrong.
Do you mean the home game?
I thought Marcus was on his own.
I can't remember. There was a game around that period where Martial was against the League Cup, fucking got beat 3-0.
Can I say, by the time Martial was injured and January where he was shit, he's been fucking good throughout the whole season.
You want my thoughts on this? He's better player than Roberto Firmino, and everyone wanks over Firmino constantly when he's got better stats in a worse team. So...
I still have Maguire ahead of him.
I don't. I'm not going to. Do you know what? I'm not like
coming
that
to a brand new team. Captain leading from the back. He settled a bit. Tony Marshall's been in this team for a long
time.
This is what I find mad.
Yeah, people gave Luke Shaw Player of the Year last year when Pogba was clearly Player of the Year, and now
I'm not getting. We're looking around it, and we're like, bruv, I'm not doing this again.
Marshall clearly been better than Maguire.
I don't think
clearly.
Has.
In fact, we've missed Martial more than we would miss Maguire. Because we've got more better centre halves. More better, is that even a phrase?
More better.
There's just no argue with you about Martial, is there?
No, there isn't. So give up.
More.
Nah, I am.
He's not always.
I am balanced. I just find that the negativity around him is so stupid that I have to balance it out with some deluded positivity.
The only thing with Martial, right, the boys are pissed with the argument, is when they start trying to pit him against Rashford.
Oh, yeah, fuck off.
And now they start doing it with Bruno and Pogba. Compare him to players of other teams.
Yeah, don't do
like,
it.
You know what I mean?
There's plenty
you want to argue about how good or bad Bruno or Pogba is? Compare him to some like fucking Jordan Henderson who everyone wanks over. Do you know what I mean? Don't compare and start moaning about each
other. But we're arguing here about third and fourth place. Wan-Bissaka's player of the year, right?
I'm struggling to argue that one too much.
Yeah, I think he's been an incredible player.
We're boring you.
I was trying to find which Martial game it was, just so I don't like
him. You're going to further your agenda, you cunt.
It's not my agenda. I'm trying to actually give evidence to my agenda so it doesn't seem like I'm actually...
BBC Sounds app, which show was guys shitting?
I don't want it to seem like...
Oh, yeah, this one. Pick a fucking day.
I don't want that one.
Wow. Wow. Mate, that's deep. That is deep. Where's the fucking radio loyalty there, man?
My guy isn't fucking capable of filling in a fucking form to get himself paid. And he's here slagging me off. No wonder Joe got the call instead of you next time, you dickhead.
That'll happen, mate. What, man?
What, my guy got the call for me?
He cost you, not me.
You cost me.
He didn't.
Oh, did he? Fuck off, Joe. He's getting the call next time.
He said pick a fucking show.
Oh, that was you.
No, he said it.
But you got worse, mate. What you said was worse. He made a little joke, and then you made out like he was shit every week.
Any day ending in Y, he said.
Yeah, but you're you.
We can rewind that.
Just remember next time you're off.
It was both of them.
Yeah,
you're getting it now. Hang on a minute. All three people here have covered for me when I've been off. Yeah. He's the one getting the fucking call next time.
Thank you. I've got three kids to feed.
Hold on.
Every now and then
they have an upgrade.
When we started Full Time Devils and I was your side man doing the fucking fan cams whenever you weren't ready. Oh, how the tables have fucking turned, McCullough.
How do you mean?
When you were about.
When I was ill.
Oh, right, I thought you were
getting... No, it was like League Cup games, draft gazing.
That's it, that was it.
No, Europa League draft gazing.
Mackett's got a bet for them games, mate. Come on, mate.
You wait.
Do you know what I mean? He's got...
Now, the BBC are long, though, man. They want your national insurance number. They want this. They want that. Hey, yeah, national insurance number.
Yes, you do.
Do you know what they were laughing at?
They're so stringent.
He said to me once, he went... Just tell Gaz, like, just to add my wages onto his. And he just give me the cash. Like, it's some sort of market small. Just give it to Gaz, yeah?
Gaz will saw it.
But he's like being sincere. He was like...
Because BBC want to add you to their... I don't want to be on your payroll, bruv.
You got to know. That just translates that I don't want to pay me tax.
No, it doesn't.
It's not, you know, maybe it just translates like, I can't be asked.
Why do I have to fill out a P60 and to do one shift every fucking 6 months? Give me cash in hand, or knock it on the head.
Give me cash in hand.
Fucking
hell, not anymore. Imagine that. Just knock it on cash out
since the fucking 70s.
Fucking bare elastic band.
I pay my taxes, you bastards. Sometimes. So a statement has just been released from the Premier League, the EFL and the FA, which has extended the season indefinitely. And there will be no matches at least until the April the 30th.
Generous.
Now I don't think there's any matches
August
until at least end of May.
Do you reckon? I was going to say I got a ticket for the Southampton game. Paper ticket come through for the 25th of April the other day. I was like, that ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't think we get football again in the scheduled league time.
Yeah.
Is it not like? Is it? It's not. If you cancel the Euros or move them to 2021, though, is it not doable? If it isn't, even if it is in fucking June or July,
do you continue with the league? If it goes beyond May. But behind the allotted time that it was supposed to have been. And we haven't played a game. Yeah. So if they start in May, then likely they could finish the league by the end of June. Yeah. If they cram it all in, fine. But if there's no football commencing in May at all, is there any point?
What about this?
Yeah.
What about...
Don't say what you said before.
No, God, this is the most bonkers idea I've ever heard. Go on.
Stop the season now.
Well, it's been stopped.
Right, we've done that bit,
Yeah.
Well,
we're all on the same page, yeah?
So far, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
This is the end of this agreement,
season.
By
this
way.
Season don't get played again, but we kick it off at the normal time in August.
Yeah.
With the same teams.
Yeah.
And the same points they're on now, and just do a double season.
Rollover
season.
So it's Liverpool start 25
Liverpool,
points.
Yeah.
Liverpool start 37 points ahead of us or whatever it is.
Yeah,
not
sure.
Not a fucking chance.
No, no points.
Is that even remotely
the whole point
so
of
we
a
start
season
the season having zero chance of winning the league.
Yeah.
The whole point of a season. The whole point. Well, we started this season with zero.
Yeah, but you always want the facade of having a chance.
I mean, like, the whole point of a season starting is everyone starts. You've got that new season hope. Everyone's got that. Ooh. Like, you know, everyone thinks.
Everyone's ready for it.
Even I'm thinking about it now and finding it funny.
Such a bizarre idea. We've got absolutely no chance of winning this league, but let's play it anyway. Yeah. Come on, boys. Pogba, stay another year.
Yeah, and then he said, and then he said, if teams haven't played the same amount of games, just give them 3 points. So give Sheffield United 3 points.
Imagine if Sheffield United finished 3 points ahead of us at the end of it.
I think we've got to play
how
this Premier League.
How is it resolved?
I think we've got to play this Premier League, finish it.
Why?
The next
Why
Premier League. I just think for Premier Leagues, this one
during
has to be
the war,
finished.
Why? It wasn't continued.
We're not in a war.
Why though?
But we are.
With everything that's going on, right? If this season got wrote off, with everything that's going on, in the grand scheme of things, would it be that bad?
Yes.
No.
We started a new season, and don't. I know what you're thinking, right?
He just wants
I know what
it.
You're thinking. It's not even about that, right?
It is. It really is.
It's not though. It's not. Because I've been wishing for this. You know, as soon as I seen a tweet that said, "Oh, season could get cancelled," I thought that's not really going to happen. But yeah, come on.
It's got to.
You be careful what you wish for, because right now I'm thinking, fuck, I miss football. I want football. I didn't mind watching them win the league. So forget them winning the league. Realistically, if you cannot restart this season, you have to void it. And if this season is going to start in June, you know what? July, what happens to players' contracts? The summer transfer window, next season? What happens to all these things?
I think you've got to have to do it. You've just got to complete it.
You're just saying that because you work in Liverpool.
No, I don't work here.
Yeah.
You've got to complete it. And then maybe next Premier League season is a mini one.
So now
you have a mini fucking season.
Next year, yeah.
What?
Wow.
What's a mini season?
One game, you just play one game each. Against each other, 19.
Three
19
points
games.
Available.
Wait, at home or away?
It depends on the luck of the draw.
Fuck off! So you could. You don't want to just
complete this season.
That's even worse than just finishing this season.
That's worse than his fucking idea of starting the season.
What's your idea?
Mine, right? If we get to a cut off point, we say we're not ready by June the 1st, we avoid the league.
But then, and then you just carry on, hopefully as normal.
Yeah, start next season as normal.
Can I just say that my idea was I was taking the piss, and genuinely...
You weren't taking the piss.
No, we're genuinely speaking.
Cut this bit out, so just leave it in this shit idea.
Genuinely speaking, I don't want to fucking be too fucking negative about the whole thing, but I think it's going to affect Liverpool, obviously. They won't win the league if it's voided, but also you've got to think we've got a very, very good, really good chance of being in top four. It massively affects us as well, but I think we should void the season now, cancel everything, and if any Liverpool fan or United fan or any football fan in general has a fucking problem with it, they need to get their head straight because there's more important shit going on. And I honestly do think that as this shit progresses and gets worse in this country, you'll even have Liverpool fans being like, it's got to be done.
I think if the league gets voided, Liverpool fans don't turn up to games next season.
I think it becomes
one of them, oh, fuck this, I'm done with
there'd
football.
Be riots.
I would be done with football if I was a Liverpool fan. Look,
so,
from a United fans perspective, I want
to
see.
So you're going to tell me that all them NHS workers that just had to deal with the coronavirus are now going to have to mop up fucking people who've been beaten to bits even in a riot? Come on, mate. No one's going to riot off back of football.
There better be trouble.
This. They're not. There'll be trouble.
Where's
some strongly
worded tweets.
Who are you
going to who are you going to write to?
China.
Yeah. Who are you going to write to?
Listen,
probably
you...
Go to Premier League headquarters, kick off a bit.
Yeah, go Premier League. That's in London. No one gives a fuck about Premier League.
Get your pitchforks out. Yeah. I think you have to have a cut-off point where it's just unrealistic.
And plus there's like contracts, transfers, players... Gonna get like you know it's not even gonna
what
be the
about
same
other
season.
Yeah.
It's not even gonna be
what
the
other
same
leagues saying
fucking
they're gonna
season.
Other leagues are playing a scratch and we're still playing. I was like you say with transfers. I was at work
and you can't just give them the league
windows
because where do you draw the line? So where do you say right okay 25? We all know they're winning the league. No one's saying there's a chance they don't. But where do you draw the line and say, all right, 25 points that's done. But a team that's 3 points clear. Oh no, you can't keep that spot. Where do you draw the line then?
Do you know what? It's
tell
fucking,
me.
You know who you blame for this?
You draw the
do you
line?
Know who you are blame for this? Is Sitter. Yeah. They'd have kept it competitive. We wouldn't even be having these
I'm
dramas.
Not saying you draw the line. I'm saying you carry
That's
on.
The thing. If it was, if they were level on points, it gets voided now.
Yeah.
Just
does,
carry
yeah,
on.
Just
carry what? It on.
Nah, that's bollocks.
I think that's the
you
only way
you can't carry
do
on.
You know what?
What, in new
yes,
kits?
Yes, you can.
I'm trying,
to come up, I'm trying to come up with some mad ideas, right? What about... the top six have a knockout tournament, or the top eight, should I say, have a knockout tournament. But whoever's, like, if you've got a certain amount of points, then you start the games a few goals ahead.
Fucking
nah. So you go into the game.
What, Liverpool going 25-0?
Yeah, I'll go to that one, Gaz. Hey, I'll pick you up for the game. It'll be mint.
What about starting 12-0 down against the
FIFA tournament? Fuck
it. I think what they're doing is
not sponsored by the Sun,
but for Premier League.
April the 30th. If they're waiting for April the 30th, that's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So what you potentially got then is all teams making sure their players do not have the Rona.
Yeah.
And they're just playing behind closed doors.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And if you watched Austin's return to Raw,
yeah,
without no fans, if he can't do it, Ronaldo Messi can't do it. No one can do it in front of no fans.
What?
No one can do it in front of no fans.
What do you mean by that?
It's dead, it's shit, it's pointless. It will affect the product more than
tell you who can do it in front of no fans.
Oldie Ighalo.
Thank you very much.
Yes, but
he's
in Austria.
Case.
But no one, if that was at Old Trafford.
Oldie can do it anywhere, mate.
But mind. If that was at Old Trafford and we were watching that, I think that affects the Premier League product more than it benefits it.
Who gives a shit about, like, who gives a
but
shit?
But those are things that do matter.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from. I do. I just this thing of, like, we've got to finish it no matter what. Come on.
Well, no,
we haven't.
Well, at the end of the day, it all depends on how quickly they get
we're
a lid on
it. We're
going
to win the double as well.
Yeah.
We're hurt more because we're missing out on Champions League football.
They're missing out on one trophy. We're missing out on
exactly.
two.
Exactly, and the Champions League, which affects who we can sign and things
and
like
we would
that.
Have been champions of Europe.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. We were obviously going to win the Europa League, so it's like...
So there you go.
You know what I mean?
They could just do what... No, they could do, right? They could do what Arsenal
He's
did.
He's a closet Liverpool fan.
They could do what Arsenal did and just give themselves a special gold trophy.
Yeah.
They could just make their own trophy.
That's what they'll do.
And just a have special gold asterisk.
Yeah. Have a parade with the asterisks.
They can't even have a parade.
Oh yeah, just can't work, can you?
Do you remember when Rangers fucked up our parade for the
mate
double?
I've
the
never got over it
bitches.
I've never forgiven them.
Now you know
2008
there was a fucking riot then, but oh no, riot,
that was a disgrace.
That was a joke.
We weren't going to do the same thing.
No, we'll be fucked.
We were Rangers players.
We're going to rip up our own city, are we?
It was Europa League final.
Was it was
Commonwealth Stadium?
Star Prague or Shakhtar or something?
Is it City's ground?
But
where?
The
what did you say?
That was because, you know what?
Commonwealth Stadium.
That was because
City's ground.
Yeah, they don't own that shit.
Mate, that was because of all the City fans at GMP. That was just an excuse. If that had been City winning a double, 100% would have had a parade.
To be fair, that's a wild claim from you.
You only need a car full of police officers to deal with that, though.
Hey. You saying no, wild claim from you that
what
saying we didn't have a parade because the lead boy was a City fan.
Of course, loads of City
why
fans.
Why are you
at
getting
GMP?
Offended so much today on people's
behalf? I'm not. I'm just fucking saying.
You're telling me that as a lot of United fans in charge of that, they would have been like, yeah, don't have a parade. Bollocks. There'd have been fucking
loads of political issues in it.
Do you know what I mean? Come on, seriously. The only time we started having parades again was when City started winning trophies. They stopped parades for about 10 years, didn't
no,
they?
No, but to be fair, we were like, "Oh, we only won one league. Fuck that."
That is true, but
we got to a point where we're winning leagues and like, chill. Feels
can't
like a shit
every
season.
Year, yeah.
But the last one was 2013, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before that was
19th. Yeah, that's when I got.
And we didn't have one for 18.
Happened to me at Old Trafford that day when I got accused of being a terrorist. I was working in radio. You might remember these. You remember the old radio backpacks you used to have?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day when you watched to do a live broadcast, you had a backpack that
and
could
wires
look like
and things
a,
and
could look like an explosive device if you didn't know any better. So me and a reporter walking through Old Trafford, right? This is like 4 hours before the parade started. It's empty. And it had a big wire on the back of this backpack, right? So I'm walking. And I just felt the like yank, like that. I got yanked back,
what?
Right? And I turn around and there's this little copper who's about 5'3". And he's like literally like pulling wires and pressing buttons on the back of this backpack.
Imagine if it wasn't
so I'm thinking like several things, right? Have you been trained in bomb disposal?
What's going
on? Doesn't look like you have. What the fuck are you doing?
Do you want
to
present
plus,
the
how shit of a suicide bomber do you think I am to come here 4 hours before the parade started when there's fucking no one
what
here
other
than
to
me?
Him?
So what the fuck are you doing?
Suicide
yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he went, oh, I just and the reporter, this girl I was with, went, you just shit yourself. And he went, yeah.
I was gonna say something and I forgot.
Say something funny or
something very
good.
Insightful. Big wee.
Aye.
You need a big wee?
Yeah. Well, I can hold it though.
Can you?
Yeah, big time.
Think of a waterfall.
How long can you hold your wee in for?
What's the longest you've ever held your wee in for?
About
2 hours.
I've done some long ones. Two, 3 hours I have, yeah.
Really?
Like, you know, when I've sometimes left games here in London and I've thought, I need a piss. But then I've started driving, forgot about it. And then, like, I just want to get home so I don't stop driving. I get home and I just think, oh my God, I need a piss so bad, and I've needed it that whole time.
I wasn't asking. I was saying, what's the longest you've gone between pisses, do you think? So, like, obviously, you've just been for a piss.
A week. And
fuck off!
A week.
That's when he couldn't find his dick.
I'm going to go 12 hours.
12 hours?
I reckon I've gone 12 hours.
I've slept for 12 hours, so yeah.
Oh, no, that doesn't count, actually.
That's a great
shout,
actually. Yeah, well done.
You've won.
Sounded so fucking bored by that. Yeah.
This is what it's come to.
What else? Any other quick fires? What else has been going on?
Matic.
I've gone 2 days without a shit before.
Yeah, that's bad, mate.
If it's five, you need to go to the doctor.
Oh, it's not a regular thing, don't worry.
I've gone fucking weeks without shit.
I remember when I had constipation when I was a kid, and I thought it was the end of the world. It's an interesting little
story. Look at you now.
They gave me this great medicine that tasted like banana, though.
Oh, that was the best one.
Not just banana.
That was best medicine.
No, it wasn't just... Why are you trying to ruin everything today? You knob. Say something. Oh.
Eat this medicine.
Oh, Santa Claus ain't real.
Oh, he's lying.
I need to say that.
He's lying.
Whoa. I have not been on a video that comes out
that's
with
what he's
nonsense,
like.
Man.
You say that on the radio, saying things like that.
He's very real, and he's watching you. And if you know
that,
you know their
presence.
And he's under threat, so he better be staying inside.
Rightly so.
Yeah, instant sacking.
Has anyone ever done that online?
Really?
Yeah, instant sacking.
Yeah.
You can't say
it. Of course, mate.
Big Ofcom complaint as well. You're gone. You're fine. Yeah. Stay
are you
fine.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's. I need
mate,
to get on radio.
Some of the presenters,
that's
you,
when you
know,
next stuff.
I've done worse than
when
that.
When you next stuff.
Can't ruin people's
when you next
dreams.
You what? I might be going in for a free shift.
Yeah, see if they've got cash in
at
hand.
At BBC.
So you can say that.
I want to say it. Say what? Do something to me, you pricks. I'm telling the truth.
Why not?
You can't sack someone or moan about someone for telling the truth.
Nah.
You can't complain to Ofcom for telling the truth.
Nah, you'd get away with it at the BBC as long as your co-presenter said that he is real for balance. Yeah. You'd be all right then.
Oh, yeah, that's like when they say, oh, yeah, he can be racist as long as he's not racist.
That's, I do not subscribe to this man's opinions.
Balance.
Oh, yeah.
Gone too far, hasn't it?
Oh, God.
What else have you got on your list, Macca?
The Tory Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, the fucking twat. The BBC is the only thing fucking keeping people going at the minute in this country, you tosser.
ITV still thinks.
Yeah, well, no one gives a fuck because no, Piers Morgan's on it.
Yeah, but
Sky's
come on.
As well,
Sky can fuck off.
BBC gave
Press.
A platform to... I know Piers Morgan's a cunt and he's one of the worst human beings going, but they've given platforms to worse people than Piers Morgan. Namely Radio Gas.
Channel 4 sound as well.
Channel 4?
Sound Channel 4.
Are you just looking
you know
for
what?
A job, you cunt?
Yeah, Channel 4.
Channel 4
right.
are sound, aren't they?
Sound, aren't they?
Yeah, they are sound.
I remember we went on BBC Radio, yeah? Fucking Cheeky Sport Akeem called me bro. We're brothers.
Yeah.
Someone complained.
What?
What? Yes.
They complained about him
fuck
calling you bro.
Fuck the BBC and fuck the people that watch
it. He called you bro.
Gaz's show.
He called you bro. And people apologised.
Complained.
What about
people
what?
People apologised. Court gun, I'm sorry.
I don't get it. What's the basis of the complaint?
It's like some sort of, I don't know, racist or something. I don't know.
He was racist towards you?
Yeah, something like
by
that.
By calling you bro?
Yeah.
What's going on
it's
here?
Mental, bro.
Fucking hell, through the looking glass here. I'm struggling to get my head around that one.
To be fair, I've had a complaint against me for making a ginger joke.
What
about
you say?
Myself?
That's what I mean.
Say?
The people that listen to these shows and watch the BBC are self-entitled cunts.
Something about Prince
Gaz
Harry.
Doesn't agree with my opinions, by the way.
Thank you.
And my opinions are my own opinions and not those go. Opinions of full-time devils or Radio Gaz Drinkwater.
Can you say my name as well?
Joe McGrath.
But you do thanks. Owe me for 3 shifts, though.
Me?
Send my money in a brown envelope and cash.
Yeah. Never mind all this national insurance business. Hey, you get time for that.
Or send it to...
Oh, Gaz gets it.
Send it to Joe, and Joe can buy me something.
Do you want me to cash it out for you?
Yeah, can you do
bet
that?
You did, bet you did your training course, didn't you, to get
yeah,
paid?
Yeah, fucking did, man. Yeah.
Yo, you want to get paid? Is do a 4-hour legal course. Does my law degree count? No. Oh, fuck yourself, then.
You got a law degree?
Yes, bro.
Big one.
Done some things, him, you know.
Law degrees are hard as well. I used to live with a law student. He was constantly reading.
Did you represent me?
As what?
Don't know. If anything happened.
Nah.
Should we all have a kip?
Hey, I love to see that court case when he fucking rocks in.
Any other? So Pogba, is Pogba going to be here next season?
But depends. Next season might be 2034 at this rate.
No.
But if Joe gets his way,
22, is he going
to
be here?
No. Don't do it to yourself, Maka. He's not.
I can't even think. No, of course not. 21, 22.
Yes, he's
going to
be here.
What?
Of course he's fucking going to be here.
I agree. I agree. Are Adeon Igalo here next season?
Yes. Yeah, as captain. Obviously.
I wore my Nigeria shirt to goals the other day and I played amazing.
Do you reckon it is? Do you reckon it's that thing? That Odeon spirit is Odeon. There, mate.
Saw a tweet yesterday from
the word Odeon sounds like a god, doesn't it? Yeah. Like a Greek Odeon. God. Odeon.
Saw a tweet yesterday from Andy Bush. China. You probably all saw it. What do you give...
Barbara Bush.
What's the name of the playground game where it's every man for himself Wembley. Against a single goalie?
Wembley.
Wembley singles or
Wembley
doubles.
Singles or doubles.
Sometimes Wembley knockout.
Wembley singles.
Yeah, I think it... I
some weirdos could have...
Red Arts can be good.
World Cup. I've heard it called World Cup before.
No, it doesn't be called World
I
Cup.
I didn't recall it, but I've heard it called
Wembley
before.
Singles, doubles, Wembley singles, doubles or knockouts.
I can't remember.
Then you
mate.
Have like headers and volleys, which is a totally skill. Different 30 game.
30 seconds.
I was like Gary Lineker in fucking Wembley, though. I just stand there in the
seconds.
Goal.
What do you mean 30 seconds?
30 seconds or 6 seconds or headers and volleys, but the keeper counts to 30 or 60. If the keeper catches the ball, whoever took that whoever hit that ball is in goal. If you score by a header or volley, the keeper has to go back to zero. If the keeper gets to 30 or 60, whatever it's to, then he's out of goal and the last person to touch it is in. I said he catches the ball, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
There's a lot of caveats there, isn't
no,
it?
It's not. No, it's not. Headers and volleys, 30 seconds. And also, if the goalkeeper touches the ball in the last 10 seconds, he has to start from 10 again.
Never heard that countdown rule.
Why don't we just settle the Premier League season like this?
Headers and volleys.
Headers and volleys. And volleys.
Wembley singles. You have to put one person in.
One player. Who are we picking? Who are United picking?
For Wembley singles.
For Wembley singles.
Fernandes.
Phil Jones. For the shits and giggles. Just send Jones.
For Wembley singles?
I think imagine it. We did that.
Do you reckon Rashford? Nah, because you don't really need pace in that sort of game.
Rashford's got everything, man. He's right.
It's one-on-one, bro.
I'm thinking Pogba, mate.
It's one-on-one.
I'm thinking Martial above Rashford, maybe.
You see Rashford's... Martial's better playing off someone. Rashford would create more for himself.
What about Wembley doubles, 100%. Then?
Right, Wembley doubles.
If you had the one striker, for example, you'd have Rashford.
I put Scott McTominay in Rashford.
What?
Wembley doubles. You need someone to tackle.
Scott McTominay is in the top 10
what
United players.
What are you on about?
Fred and Rashford then.
Yeah, maybe Fred's a better shout.
Nah, I'd have Bruno and Rashford, mate.
Fred's not.
Because you need to tackle.
Bruno can stick a foot in. He's got that grit.
See, because then that's where Marshall becomes better.
Right, okay.
Coming
I could live with that. Even though I love Marcus.
No, Wan-Bissaka. Because he can tackle.
Yeah, but
he's not doing much else, is there?
Imagine him with a ball in Wembley doubles.
Spider-Man.
Do you know what I mean? He's doing the tackling bit, but then he's like...
Can I just say that Wan-Bissaka has actually surprised me going forward this season, but every time he goes forward, every time he lines up across, he does it in the most unorthodox, worst technique ever, but it always seems to like go in the right place and work.
He's had a few assists recently.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. He looks weird doing it, doesn't he? Like, his body doesn't look right.
I think he's getting there, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? And if he adds that to his game, if he actually becomes minute crossing, then he'll be the best fucking fullback ever.
He's put a few good ones in. I just mean it don't look right.
Never.
Ever. If he could cross it, he'd be the best fullback in the history of association football. What was his weakness then if he learns how to cross? He's perfect to tackling as it is. He's quick.
I was thinking, bless him, Chris Pajak, Redmen TV. I was thinking, what are we doing for content? He's resorted to make an occasion chicken wrap.
What's up, guys?
The Scousers must be cracking up, isn't it? Really? Yeah. Like, imagine us. We're gutted because we might not get the Europa League, or we might not get the FA Cup, or we might not get a chance at fourth. They've literally, for the first time in 30 years.
Do you know what's worse as well? It's because of what the nature is. You can't like proper kick off at the minute about it because it's obviously quite
serious. You have to pretend to be a good human.
That's what I mean. If it was like you know,
wasn't like
a
Phil
virus.
Thompson the other day was on Sky Sports, like, you have to finish this season, yeah. You have to, and everyone was like, shut the fuck up.
You're like, what are you
even
on about,
Liverpool
dickhead?
Fans were like, oh come on, you it's yeah. A lot more important things going on at the moment.
This is what I mean. It's so like through gritted teeth in it. It's got to be hard, man.
People are gonna fucking hate me for this, right?
Go on.
Yes.
But you don't care about that.
I think the reason I've got Gaz's back here before.
The reason I think that Liverpool are gonna be all right with it. With the season being voided is because Liverpool, very similar to Manchester, is a very community focused city and a very socialist
yeah,
city.
I remember them
you
all,
never
a
met
city
Liverpool fan.
I remember them all showing that sense of community with the t-shirts after Ezra.
Oh yeah,
got
I don't remember
racially
the,
abused.
I don't remember the last fucking global pandemic that happened though, mate. I think that this is going to be
absolute
different.
Racism has been a pandemic forever.
Do you know what I said? I was going to agree with Gaz.
And also, like, right, giving Liverpool fans shit for the Suarez thing. Like, I'm not being funny, but the manager and the whole team came out in shirts.
No, I'm sorry, right? Do you think I back Ron Atkinson?
Bro, we got Ron Atkinson, took off MUTV. 100%
I'm not having it,
that.
Mate. If I see someone being... racially abuse someone, then I'd fucking rip my season ticket up.
I mean, no, all I'm saying is they were saying that he didn't racially abuse someone, and obviously you're naturally
going to... Anyone that read that report could see that he did, right? If me and you were arguing, you bring racism in and pinch my skin.
I'd have defended him up until the point he admitted it, and then you're like, all right, I need to slide out of this one.
And I'm not being funny.
I'm not saying I would have done it.
You see, when Suarez played him last season, you see how many Scousers were tweeting? He probably did fucking racially abuse Ezra.
Oh,
because he was diving about.
To light
yeah. So it's just pure tribalism, man.
And
so
yeah.
I don't agree
shut
with.
Up, guys.
No, but it's true. I hear what you're saying, but
there
I always
he always says that.
He always says that. Before he's about to rip your point
apart.
No, you're really good at that point, but fuck.
It's important to have a little bit of balance. I can understand what he's saying.
All right, Mr. BBC.
Because of the simple fact that... the simple fact that...
Pay him.
Trying to get...
the simple fact that, like, football fans will often go with what their club is saying and the narrative that they're pushing. We backed Moyes for so long just because Fergie told us to. Like... So I kind of get that, but at the same time, when you hear what else is coming out around it and all that, you've kind of got to just say, "Ruff, this guy's the racist." So like, let's same with Chelsea fans and
even taking a step back, like just not getting involved.
Yeah,
like when Reece is telling the fans to give him shit.
Just don't boo ever.
Yeah, like I can live with that. Do you know what I mean? It's like. I get where you're coming from slightly because I remember the whole Rio Ferdinand Chocolates thing. Like I remember being at Stamford Bridge when United fans were singing out. I was like, "No, I'm not having any of this." So I get it. But,
what happened? What did I think?
Rio Ferdinand called you.
Ashley called you a chalk ass. But like, they were telling me, like, I was arguing with some of my mates, like, you can't be saying that. Well, it's not racist, it fucking is. You go up to a black man and say that to him, you're going to get a fucking slap. So you can't be doing that. And it's like, oh, but you just said it's fake. Come on.
No, so let's not pretend it's not overstepped the mark slightly with Pogba at times. Amongst United fans.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean.
I get in trouble for mentioning that.
What, for mentioning what?
Like,
oh, yeah.
Simple facts, like people
get where you're coming
certain
from,
fans,
right?
But enough that we gave the impression to Liverpool
we'll
fans that we're all like that.
No, right. I get it. There is like that fighting community spirit in Liverpool, right? There is, yeah. But I think it's all like it's more based on when they're sticking together, and it's something where the world's against us, and we're gonna fight. And it, you know, in many
like
cases,
like their battle against the sun, for example.
Yeah, and I get that, and I support
fully
that.
With them on that.
Fully, right. But I just don't think if it's going to really hurt them and it's going to cost them the title, they're all going to be like, yes, this community spirit is now going to be behind this idea. I just don't see it. I think they'll be channeling it in the opposite way of saying, we've fucking had our pants pulled down here because we've walked the league and we're not going to get it.
And they do great things as well, like the stuff with the homeless and the food banks and stuff like that. That's not to say they're not good people, but let's be real, when tribalism comes into it.
If we were 20 fucking 5 points clear in 93 or whatever, and then someone said to us, you ain't winning the league this season, we wouldn't have been going, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, I was four, so I would have just said.
Well, I was fucking...
I don't know what's going on.
I was bought a twinkle in my mother's eye.
How old were you then, Joe?
What were your dad's eye?
What?
What the fuck? Wait, what?
I think he meant to say your dad's nuts.
Yeah, sorry, I meant to say your dad's nuts. I was
saying... Oh, he nearly said something that's not politically correct.
Yeah.
He nearly did you?
No.
You're well careful on these, Joe.
I'm fucking well careful.
That's why I just sit there.
As soon
quiet.
As his camera turns off, he's fucking horrible, you know.
Not,
turns into Roy Chubby Brown.
Not Roy. Oh,
you all right, Joe?
Very, very tired.
Are you worried about? Are you tired?
This sofa's very.
I'm worried about his fatigue. You know, his first
this sofa's
of the
very comfy. I'm trying to run. You know,
running.
I'm taking up running.
Well, when's the last time you went on a run?
Last night.
How many miles did you do?
5K.
Yeah, 5k, that's decent. That.
You used to run quite well. Because I remember, because it was when I was running at the same time, and like, I'm a shit runner.
I'll tell you this, if we're lacking sport, I'll do McCall in a race.
I remember I came
Let's
in.
Get to 100 metres, I'll
mate,
do him in a race.
He'll kill you in a race, look at the sight and look like,
come on, mate.
He's not of him.
I'll do him in a race.
There's no fucking way.
I was the fastest in my school.
There's no chance you're doing
it. I was the fastest in my school.
Yeah, here we go, he's all but I was, knocking him down a peg now,
isn't he? I wasn't the fastest, but I remember, in sports day in year 11, yeah, I beat the fastest kids in the race. So I must be the fastest, but I weren't, do you know what I mean? I know I weren't faster than them, but in that race, I beat them.
I'm the slowest in my school, yeah. Mentally and physically.
But you are.
We should do 100 metres sprint.
You know,
100 metres sprint. Full time doubles lot.
Fuck off, I'm 40 years old. Oh, man, I don't
beat. It'd be like it's a knockout.
Yeah, I won't beat me. Fucking not, mate. Nah, you see me the dad's race at sports day. It's horrible.
Mate, I can't run at all. I'm fucking terrible. Mate.
Yeah, he's a female.
Is it? I snap my fucking.
Like I don't identify.
I'm sure was.
Am I going to get in trouble for saying females can't run, basically?
Well, yes, it's massively sexist.
If there's any females out there who know for a fact you can run faster than this, try get in touch.
Females can't run.
Remember when Paula Radcliffe shit herself?
Yeah, she could run.
But she shit herself.
Yeah, well, there's been times where I've been for a run and thought, I could go.
Have you ever shit yourself?
Ever?
When was the last time you shit yourself?
Oh, this is getting clipped. Sort of this. This is
who's going to be the brave one that answers this one? Who's going to be the brave one that answers?
I'm not going to answer this.
Right, I'll answer it. If I answer, will you?
Yeah, come probably. On, Joe. Play
the game. I can't remember when right, it was, but I answer, will you?
Right, 2030 at V Festival, because I drank, all I'd done is drink, and the only food I had was apples. So I'd gone through 8 apples in a day. And I don't know why, but I farted and something came out and I had to run to the porta potty.
I've got a gluten intolerance and I only discovered that in 2016.
A tolerance means you can take
intolerance.
It.
Intolerance. Oh. Not shout about that, am I?
I've got gluten intolerance. I'm all right, me.
Yeah.
I can tolerate that.
And I'm not going to shout about it, but 2016, 17, I've discovered it. Let's just say I didn't discover it in the best reasons.
Really?
Why. Yeah, big time.
Oh, mate, it's quite recently.
Big time,
for you.
Oh, mate.
Both of you quite recently.
I remember when I was a kid climbing a fence, well. Trying to get home in time to just...
What, you shit yourself mid climb?
Mm.
Oh, really? Bro.
Was it down the fence?
It's probably about 7.
Seven?
Oh, that's bad, I suppose.
That's all right, huh?
But I was trying to get home in time. I knew it was time to go.
I reckon Jay shat himself over 3 times in his adult life.
Nah, you know what? I haven't.
This
I've wet
done
myself
some good
loads
drugs
of times,
him, so he probably.
But, nah, I've never wet myself.
Nah,
fully
but I've not wet myself. I've pissed in daft places.
Oh, I've done that.
Like sleep pissing.
Yeah,
I've done that a few times. Sleep.
Did a piss in the corner of my sister's room.
Can I tell a secret?
Sleepwalking.
Yeah, of course.
No,
I used to do my. No one's listening, mate. It's fine.
We'll keep it between us.
I used to do my reviews live, full time devils.
Yeah,
and I remember once, Hawthorns is round the corner from my ass.
Right.
So I had to walk. I was walking home.
Right.
But I needed a piss and I'm on the live. So while I'm on the live.
No!
I just done it.
No!
No, that is the wildest. Hey, Nick,
is that still
get
out
that.
There? Is that video still out there?
Possibly. It must be.
Mate, let's get that. So where were you stood? Well, you've got your cocky in hand.
He doesn't know hands.
I'm in a bush.
Oh, right. That's all right. So you're just
you
doing a live.
In a bush.
Not just
YouTube
outside the ground.
But I thought you might be down like a back alley or something.
Are you live?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if it was live. Or if it was on my channel.
Okay.
Or if it was
live.
I was live.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I was live.
I would have dropped my phone and just shown me cock to everyone.
I just carried on talking like I weren't pissing.
Good job we got zoom in. Guys could need for that.
Hey.
Hey. I'll slap
cock.
You.
Slap you with it. Speaking of pisses, when are we wrapping this up?
Yeah. I mean, we've dragged out about 5 minutes.
Have we actually spoken about football?
Yeah, we mentioned about like Martial and Wan-Bissaka.
He's
fucking claiming that Scott McTominay is the second best player.
Matic, new contract.
Mate, we tweeted the other day.
Doubles, yes.
Who's the best player? Who's been the player of the season? Someone tweeted Scott McTominay.
I think that's a little bit hype.
I feel
after
he'd like they. The proper problem, mate. No, he's not, man.
Can we also stop this agenda that just because you love Scott McTominay it doesn't mean you hate other players?
Yeah,
and I hate
that.
This.
Yeah.
This is what I think is happening.
No, but
now
sometimes
a bit,
I feel like, but this is what happens, people. Because like I will say, I was wrong about Scott McTominay. He's a valuable member of the squad. I will say that, and then people will get angry. Oh, he's not a squad player. He's fucking amazing. It's like, bro, in 12 months when he has a bad run, you lot are going to be on his back again. saying he's fucking awful and that.
It's Darren Fletcher.
So, nah, he's not that good. He's not as good as Darren Fletcher. He's not as good as Darren Fletcher.
Yeah, he is.
He's not.
It'd be interesting to see how it pans out because Darren Fletcher, people forget this, Darren Fletcher for years wasn't rated by a lot of United fans. Yeah. Fergie's love child. He got slated for years.
I went to his
years.
Debut. Yeah. It was his debut against Villa in the Worthington Cup.
It might have been. I know he had a stinker against Wolves once at Molineux. But to be fair, he was played on the right wing a lot of the time, which is just ridiculous. And it wasn't until the sort of 2008, 2009 season where people began to realise his worth. So I don't know, maybe Scott McTominay, he might have that sort of trajectory. I don't think he's there yet, I agree with you, but one day. But you're right, this whole, if you like McTominay, you don't like Fred, is just garbage. If you like Rashford, you don't like Martial.
I want to know what that game was. Yeah, there it is, 3-0. We lost against Villa in 99, October the 14th, 99. I went to this with my dad. Villa Park.
I think we've done this before. 3-0. What was your first United game?
I just went my first
Leeds
United
2-1.
Game.
Leeds 2-1.
FA Cup?
2000.
All right.
Oh, no, Darren Fletcher didn't play in that game. It was Jonathan Greening, John O'Shea.
Don't know. What
Ronnie Woolwork, Danny Higginbottom.
Semi-final.
Solskjaer, Clegg. Bosnich, Curtis, Cruyff. Twiss.
Michael Swiss. Fuck off.
Is it real? Seeing him play?
And I remember leaving the ground like with my dad wanting to cry.
My daughter did that when we got beat on penalties off Derby.
Oh, that was an awful game.
Yeah. Man. Met her after the game, my missus, and she was crying. What are you crying at? She was crying because we got beat. Like, fucking hell, I'm relieved. Couldn't care less.
Mad that, innit?
She's there bawling her eyes out. Can't believe it. Fucking fair play to you see Michael Swiss play for Manchester United. Can't get over that.
Mate, people ran on from Birmingham, but...
Right, fucking hell.
He's been for a long time.
That must be his only appearance for United, that. That's a proper quiz question one. That's one for your quiz, that.
When it's back.
I've seen some great games.
How many quiz questions are going to come from this year's season? Like, who won the league in the 2020 season? And some smart ass like, fucking no one.
Yeah. You know what happened? Because Liverpool couldn't get the league wrapped up, United are the first team to have the league won before April. Or in April. Or something like that.
Are we really claiming a win off this?
Yeah.
We'll take the win.
Chelsea not do it.
Do you know what annoyed me though, right? Slightly, was all these records, Fergie never cared about them, right? So like in 2000 and 2001, when we were running away with the league, if we'd have just kept going, we would have had record. But he didn't. It's like
if he thought, I want to score 100 goals. Yeah. I want to get 100
points.
Yeah,
but he didn't. He just like, right, we run the league now, so we'll drop everyone.
But if you remember around that point of time, it was like, as long as you don't lose more than 6 games, you'll win the league. Right, and then it was like 3 games.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it was like, fuck, you can't lose more than 1 now, Jose.
Scousers lost 1, didn't they, last season? Didn't win the league. It's
I remember that fucking feeling. It's funny. Like, you could get away with losing. Like, it wasn't 6 the worst games? Thing in the world, losing.
Well, that season, 93, it all changed, didn't it? 6 games.
Changed overnight, didn't it, almost?
It's mad, isn't it? Our football's got worse, basically. That's the only reason that's happened. That is. It's not giving this shit that the better teams are not. The worse.
This has been a really bad podcast, hasn't it? Has it?
I reckon someone's enjoyed it.
Who's Wally of the Week?
Sam Lockhurst.
Nah, because then you have to put all the other bellends that do the same thing. As
nah, well, he's the one who did that recently. Journalism standards. He's not deleted his journalism
tweet.
Loosely.
He's not deleted his tweet. He's not come out and said sorry for
it. He lowers the bar in, doesn't he?
Who was it the other day, a journalist, that was like, oh, if you have any ideas that you want to see covered, he was like, yeah, you're struggling for content and what? You want the people to pick your content.
It wasn't from The Athletic, was it?
I hope not.
Mate.
I can't remember who it was.
If you have any ideas you want us to cover.
Yeah.
Well, that's your fucking job.
Basically, I've got fuck all to write about help.
Might you think of something yourself, you lazy twat? That's what you paid for.
You know what we should do? We should do like a full-time Devils Pro Clubs thing.
I've been saying that for time.
Let's just have a load of people join in. You don't even know what that is, do you?
No.
I've been saying that for time.
What is it? Explain it.
I've got my own pro club team. We're the best.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
Why of the week? I am Adam McCullough. Idris Elba.
What? Russell Stringer Bell, Wally of the Week. Wash your mouth out with soap and water. Oh my God.
I don't think some of these celebrities got it, man.
No.
Oh, do you know, can I have that girl?
The line about
I don't
the
know who she is. Who? That Vanessa Hudgens, yeah.
From High School Musical.
Oh yeah, she said that. She's people are going to die.
I'm not bad,
but to be fair, politicians have been saying that.
Now, what did she say?
Your granddad might die, folks, but we're all in this together.
I want to pick something different. I don't want to get all the Rona, sorry. Who can I pick that's nothing to do with that?
Your jabroni.
Yeah. Who? Vince McMahon.
See, I don't follow.
For letting Raw and that go on with no
WrestleMania's
crowd.
WrestleMania's going to be over two
nights. You can't
nights.
Have WrestleMania behind closed doors, man.
WrestleMania's going to go on, but no one
at least
watching.
Let influencers in that defo haven't got the Rona, like me.
Influencers or influenza?
Influenzas.
My Sharona.
Oh, you can test
COVID-19. Us. COVID-19. That's my favourite one.
We are. You know what's going to happen next season if this league title don't get done. We're going to have a banner at Anfield. United 20, COVID-19.
I know we are.
And it's going to be made.
It's going to be amazing! Hey!
We're going to get absolutely portrayed as twats by the entire media because they'll be like, oh, you can't be doing that. Oh, people die.
I had a laugh back the other day and people was like, so you're happy people are dying?
No.
What?
Look.
No, I'm happy Liverpool ain't winning.
What? No, I didn't say that.
It's usually the same people that love war that say things like that to you.
At the end of the day, look, it's fucking. We're all in the same boat, aren't we? If you don't fucking laugh about it, you'll cry. Let's just all have a joke. Continue being positive about shit, even though it's fucking horrible.
I mean,
and if you don't feel positive, just be a bit. You
are we providing a service, or are we being stupid meeting up like this?
No, I think we're providing a service for people. I think we're providing.
This has been educational as well. We've kept everyone informed.
I think there's a lot of people who are bored as fuck who have actually just taken their mind off things for the last hour.
What, listening to me talking about me pissing on live streams? Yeah. Used to shitting yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think we should do one every day.
Guys, who was one of the week?
I said Vanessa Hudgens, whoever she is.
And I said...
You didn't say one.
I did say one.
Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah. There
Licked
you go.
It a minute ago, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I should have remembered it, to be fair. I just said it.
Thanks, Macca. There you go, Jay. You little fucking teacher's pet over there. Hey?
Yeah. He's going to be the first one to get it.
I've got it.
You're chasing, racing trains and shit.
Man versus tram.
Man versus...
Man versus Rona.
I'm not being funny, right?
Next. That's his next
but those you have to beat the tram just for one stop. Is that the point behind that?
I'd beat you and that fucking tram. Video.
I watched it. It was min.
Yeah, thank you.
I watched it. It was a good video.
Both of them were fucking
you
min.
You've never watched it?
Listening to this geezer breathe
Let's
out his
arse. Let's get this 100 metre sprint going.
Right. Are any trams running now?
I'll come second. What?
Now there's no one in the streets.
Yeah,
I'll beat you both.
What?
The tram and you.
Go on then,
you can be on the fucking tram if you want.
Yeah, right. What does that mean?
Wrap it up, Adam. I need to go.
I need a piss.
What's the longest?
Right, you've got 2 minutes. You've got till 10:00, and then I'm getting up and
right,
going.
Right. Look at Gaz. He doesn't do this at the BBC then.
Oh, I do.
No, we don't.
Oh, I do.
No, we don't.
Because they turn up on time.
Oh, now we've not got time. Now we've got 1 minute.
Right, go on.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. What should? I'm not having no lunch now. I've got work to do.
Thanks for watching episode 51 of the Full Time Devils podcast. I've been Jay. That's been Gaz. That's been Adam McCullough. And that's been Joe McGrath. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Thanks. and we're on Spotify and Audio Boom or whatever.
Go on, Nick.
And iTunes. Thanks, Nick.
Give us 5 stars.
Yeah, give us 5 stars. Thanks, Joe. Anything else I've missed out?
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.